I'm gonna mute the line and let Mother Clark go forth at this time. God bless you, Mother Clark. You can just start talking. I got you.
Thank you. I'm a little stuffy this morning, so y'all bear with me. But I praise God, and I thank God for the opportunity to be on the prayer line. And I do have a topic this morning, and it's empathy. Continuing in empathy. And that's an important factor when we're in positions to pray for others, that we have empathy or compassion for their situation. Now, what does that mean? It means that our spirit is not judgmental. You know, you can have a judging spirit and still pray for someone, and you're praying without empathy. You don't understand. You can't see why they're in a situation, or you're judging. And I've shared with you, the older I become, the more I am able to have empathy on all situations, because I've seen more and I've experienced more. And somehow we understand when the problem is knocking at our door or affecting one of our loved ones or somehow causing our day to be changed. And it's then that we have more understanding and more empathy and more love. Love is what shows empathy, love and caring from the heart, because we feel from the heart to heart. A person can feel when you care. They can feel when you love. We send out vibes that are understanding to others, just like they send out vibes to us. And so I praise God that I can have empathy on others as I pray for them. I had looked it up, and I'm not in a position to read it to you this morning, but have empathy on one another. In other words, show love and compassion for one another in whatever situation they're in. And remember that it's by the grace of God, the grace and the mercy of God, that we're not in situations that we could be in. And that will teach you or show you how to have empathy. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you this morning in the name of Jesus, because there's no other name, Father, that can save us and direct us and give us a clear vision of what we ought to do or ought not to do. And we come to you in prayer because we acknowledge that you are holy and you're high and you're lifted up, and we glorify you. And we praise you, and we bless your holy name. Father God, as you bring people across our path and give us the opportunity to serve and minister to them, let us have in our hearts empathy and a feeling of compassion. In other words, you don't have a horny spirit. You don't have a spirit that says you're better than them or that you're judging their situation. because usually when you're praying for someone, or when we're praying for someone, they share with us a portion of their problem, if not all. And Father God, we ask that as we're privileged to hear some of the confessions that your people would have, that we would have empathy in our heart, or I'm saying have compassion, have love, not pity. Empathy is not pity, because most people can tell the difference from when you're having pity on them and empathy. And so, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, asking that you would spread our hearts and our minds with empathy and love, Father, and compassion for those that we pray for, and for those that ask for prayer, Father, and for even how we live, how we view others, how we see them, Father. Oh, Jesus, we need more of you. We need more of you, Father, because you have compassion. You always show love. You always draw those that are away from you nearer. And we want to be tools that you use, Father, to draw those that have need of a companion in prayer, Father. We want to be that companion in prayer that does not judge. We want to be the companion in prayer, Father, that does not standoffish or feel superior to those that we are praying for. We want that, Lord, and we ask in Jesus' name that you would put that upon each of us. We know that you're able to supply us with all of our needs, and we need a heart of compassion, a heart of caring, a heart that does not judge, a heart that shows love. Teach us how to love one another in whatever situation we find ourselves in, Father. Teach us how to love. If we can just remember to love, Lord, to love others the way you love, to love others the way you care, to watch how you did when we read your life, Father, how you always have compassion to forgive and to love. Put that on each one of us, Father, as we come across people that we're praying for, as we come across situations, Father, that we're able to speak on. Give us compassion and love. Father God, I pray for all the leaders in the country, in churches. I pray, Father, that you would help us to be the servants that serve under them, Father, to show forth your love. Help us, Lord, to be the ones that hold our leaders' hands up, even as Moses' hands were held up, Father. And he was able to be successful as long as he stayed in the yada position, the position of knowing that he needed more of you. Help us, Lord. We need help. We often think that we're praying for other people, and at the same time, we don't need it. And Father, we need help. We need help to express you. We need help to show you. Father, as we are serving in our individual capacities, in our individual ways, Father, help us, Father, to have compassion and love for those that we pray for, even for the world, Father. We don't understand all things that happen in the world. we don't understand all decisions that leadership make about war and compassion for people. And so, Father, we can't have a spirit of judgment. Help us, Lord. It's not an easy thing to do when we see children hungry and families suffering. Help us, Lord. It's not easy to look at the destruction that war can cause, and we have the knowledge of knowing that one word from a single person can stop it. Help us, Lord, for things that we don't understand. Help us, Lord, to pray for peace and love, because that's always your solution, and we want it to be our solution. Help us to have empathy on even our leaders, on those around us, Father, on the world, Father. Even when we hear of situations, Father, that connect to people that we know that are representing you, help us to have empathy and compassion upon them. Help us, Father, not to continue the rumor or continue to spread whatever the situation is. Help us, Father, to have empathy on that person. Help us to have love for that person that you have used, Lord. Sometimes, Father, we as a people, we forget the times that you have used people, and you have used them, Father, to help even us. And we don't have enough empathy for when a problem is just appear in their situations. Father, we're asking for empathy and love this morning. We're asking that you spread it upon each and every one of us, and even on the crowds and the people that we pray for, in Jesus' name. And I turn it back over into the hand of our host. Thank you.
Praise is what I do. Hallelujah. I'll praise you through the good. I'll praise you through the bad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been good to us, Lord, and we bless your name. All right, Sister Pat, we're going to go forth with you. We only praying this morning. No teaching, none of that. We just praying this morning because God hears and answers our prayer. All right, okay. Sister Pat, you can go forth.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. And my topic is committed. Being committed to Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. I pray, God, Lord, let your word, God, come alive in the Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you sent your word and healed us all, God, that we are the sons of God, little sons. And we praise you for who you are, that we are nothing without you, God. In you, Lord, we move and have our being, Lord. We praise you, God, for you are our Father. And we thank you and bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, let us love God the way you love, Lord. that we commit all our ways unto you, Father God, that you sent your word, Lord, and delivered us all, God. Thank you, Lord, for being our deliverer, our healer, our redeemer, God. We thank you for blessing us, God, for with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. I thank you for your word, God. Your word is alive, God. Your word is meat indeed, God. Thank you, Lord, that we are the sons of God, your sons. We are imitators of God. Lord, that we can stand in the gap, God, and pray one for another, that we are committed to one another, God. That we don't tear down, God, that we build up, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus, that he is our lifeline. We pray, God, let your word, God, have free course in us, God, that we stand in the gap, God, and make up the hedges and pray, God, that your will, God, be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. Lord, thank you, God, for Jesus. Lord, increase in us your word, God, that we increase, God, in faith, God, that faith cometh by hearing and hearing of the word of the Lord, God. Lord, we thank you that we can live by the word of the Lord God, that we take a stand for Jesus, that we are committed to his word, God, that we meditate on his word day and night, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, that your word is alive and activated and filled with power and demonstration. And we pray, God, Lord, let us look to the hills from where cometh our help. And all our help, Lord, cometh from the Lord thy God, cometh from the Lord thy God. Lord, we pray, God. Lord, let us keep our eyes on the cross. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus, the finished work of Jesus that he did on the cross, God. We thank you for Jesus, the Son of God, who is able to deliver our soul, Lord, in peace from the battles that are against us, for the battle yields the Lord, that we stand on the word of God, that we commit it unto God, and we lean not into our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all our ways. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, that we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and everything else is added on unto us. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, we thank you, God. Lord, let us commit and surrender all unto you, Almighty God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for Jesus, that he came in order that we might have life and have life more abundantly. Lord, we thank you, God, for blessing us, that we stand on your word, that your word cannot fail but shall accomplish what is sent out to do. And we thank you, Lord, for Jesus, that we commit all our ways unto the Lord thy God. Lord, we thank you, God, that we can stand in the gap and pray for one another, God, that we seek the will of God for each other, Lord, for all the commandments hangs on the first two commandments, that we love the Lord thy God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and strength. And the second is to love thy neighbor as thyself. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Jesus. And our neighbor, God, is not only the neighbor that lives next to us, but every path we cross. Let us commit ourselves unto God. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus. Lord, we pray, God, that ourselves, Lord. Lord, that ourselves ordered by the Lord thy God. Lord, that ourselves are ordered by the Lord thy God that made the heavens and the earth and everything therein. And we stand on the word of God, because God is our refuge, our very present help in the time of trouble. And we commit all our ways unto God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. And in a man that be in Christ, he's a new creature. That all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become anew. Lord, we thank you for Jesus, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for increase, God, in the word, God, in faith, God, increase in health and wealth, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, increase our borders, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you, Lord, that we be committed unto you, Almighty God. Lord, and we pray the will of God over our lives, God. No matter what the situation is, God, we pray as we pray for ourselves, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus, that he is I am, ever what you need. He's more than enough. He's more than the whole world against. Lord, let us take a stand for Jesus. We committed into thy word. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus, that he is our Father. He is a way maker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, let our prayers, God, go forth, God, with power and demonstration in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Send down, Lord, your latter rain, your early rain, God. Lord, let it fall on us, Lord. Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings, God, that there's not room enough to receive, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Oh, we pray, God, let your word, God, be alive in us, God, that we stand on the word of God. We are the sons of God, little sons, imitators of God. And Jesus said in his word, my sheep know my voice, and no other voice will they follow. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord God that causes us to triumph in you, Christ Jesus. For greater that is he that is in me than he that is in the world, Lord. And greater work shall we do. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, who is the creator of all things. But at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Lord, I thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for delivering our soul in peace, God. In the name of Jesus, I turn it back over to the prayer hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Yes, praise is what I do. Even when I'm going through, I've learned to worship you. Hallelujah. Yes, when we're in precarious situations, we learn to worship him because he is the only one that can fix our situations. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Cynthia. But before I do that, I want to encourage you all to go to our website, ekcministries.org. It's a lot of information there. Go there and be blessed. And you can also put in your prayer requests. You can give there. There's a lot of things there. Just be blessed at our website. And then we're asking, if you will, support the ministry. Become a partner. You can do that there as well. You can also support by going to our Cash App, which is $ Bishop Eric Clark, and giving there. All right, Sister Cynthia, thank you for standing in. It's your turn.
Well, praise the Lord. My word today is about wars. And so in Matthew's, the 24th chapter, starting at the 4th verse, it says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you on today. We give you glory and we give you honor, God, because you're worthy to be praised. And so, God, we are thankful and we're grateful for all that you've done and all that you're doing in our lives, God. And so, Lord God, we know we hear wars and wars going on and rumors of wars, God. But we know, God, that the end is not yet. And so, God, we are thankful and we are grateful, God, for the bloodshed covering that covers us, God. And so as we stand in proxy and as we intercede for others and as we cry out in the wilderness to you, God, that you cover the people, God, that's suffering, even in the time of the wars that's going on, God, that you cover the people in the name of Jesus, God, because we know that wars are destruction. And so the enemy comes to destroy, God, in the name of Jesus. But I pray, God, that you'll begin to touch the people's heart that makes the decisions, God, of these things going on, God. I pray, God, and intercede for those that think that they have become gods and they have become kings, God, and that they rule and reign over you. But we know that the enemy is a liar and a deceiver. And we know, God, that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. We know, God, that we could call those things that's not as though they already were. And so, God, we have to keep our eyes on you because you said, God, in the last days, prophets would come, but they are deceitful and they're not real and they're not of you. And so, God, we have to know that we have to stay in the word and know who you are, God. We have to have you on the inside. And so, God, we are thankful, God, that we can. In the name of Jesus. But God, we can't just think about ourselves and we can't just be in our own little corner, God. But we have to see end times, God, in the name of Jesus. And so your word said those that hold on to the end, they shall be saved, God. But we got to hold on, God. We got to call those things as not as though they already were. We got to believe that you are the only true and living God. And that you're the only God that answers according to your word, God. That we won't be persuaded to walk in another direction. That we won't be under the unbelief, God, that, okay, well, maybe you're not there, but you are there, God, because you said, God, that you're there all the time, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And so, God, we thank you that you won't leave us nor forsake us in the name of Jesus. And so, God, yes, rumors come, Lord, but you told us not to be troubled, not to live in fear because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind, God. You said, Lord, that they're coming, that the rumors is coming, that the deceptive prophets is coming, God.
But we got to continue to stand. And after we've done all that we can do to stand, we got to continue to stand on your word, God. We got to continue to trust in you. We got to continue to call those things that's not as though they already were. We got to continue to know that you're Lord above all lords, God. And we are thankful, God, that you sent your only begotten Son, Lord, that whosoever believeth in you should not perish but have everlasting life. And so, God, we got to hold on to the end. We can't let go. And so, God, Lord, we know we're in a race and we can't stop, God. We got to keep holding on to your unchanging hands because your hands don't change. Lord, you said in your word, is there anything too hard for God? Lord, you said there's nothing too hard for you. And so we got to stay on the wall. We can't come down off the wall, God. We got to stay continuing, standing on you, God, in the name of Jesus. Continuing to intercede and pray for one another, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we know, God, that when these wars come, Lord, they send our young men and women to fight in these wars, God. But I'm praying in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your people will begin, God, to cry out to you like never before, God. Like never before, because the enemy came to destroy this world. But God, you said that we in this world, but not of this world. But we got to live in this world, God. But we can't walk around calling what we see, because it'll literally destroy us. But we got to call what we don't see by faith, because you said faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We got to continue, God, to live by faith, calling those things that's not as though they already were. Believing you at your word, believing that you are God, that you do rule, that you do reign in our lives, God. And we're thankful and we're grateful on today, Lord. And God, we have to pray for those that's in leadership, God. We have to pray, God, because you said, render unto Caesar what Caesar, but unto God was God. And so, God, we have to stand in the gap. And we have to pray, God, for their minds, God, that their minds be healed in the name of Jesus, because you said that the love of money is the root of all evil. Lord, you didn't never say we didn't need money. You said the love of it, God. And it's destroying a lot of people because they love money more than they love you. You said, how can we serve two masters? We're either going to love one and hate the other, God. You said, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement, God? And so we can't walk with the enemy and be in agreement with you, God. And we got to continue to live for you no matter what, God. No matter what we're going through, we got to continue to seek your face and call on you, because you have the answers. You are all-knowing, God. You know all things. You know what's going on right today. You're not in confusion. You're not being deceived. You know. And you already knew what was going to come. But, God, we got to continue to hold on like never before. We got to continue to cry out to you like never before. We got to turn our place over, God, like never before. We got to continue in the word, God, that we won't be led away by what we see. But we got to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to continue, God, no matter what's going on around us. We got to continue to know, God, that we're covered under the blood. We got to continue to know, God, that you got us no matter what. And yes, do we go through? Yes. Do trials and tribulations come? Yes. But we got to continue to hold on. Because Peter said, you have the word of eternal life. Where will we go if we leave you, God? Because you have the word that saves us. You have the word that delivers us and set us free. You have the word, God, because you love your people so much that you stretched forth your arms and you died for us, God. And on that cross, God, was sickness and disease. On that cross, God, was salvation. On that cross, God, was life. And you came that we have it and have it more abundantly. So we thank you and we praise you on today for the abundant life that you came to give us, God. And we got to remember who you are. And even when we're going through, we can't go through blaming you. Because, God, sometimes a lot of things we get ourselves in that we know we shouldn't be in. And we have to repent. And we have to apply 1 John 1:9. And if we confess our sins, you're just and faithful to forgive us of our sins. Because in your word, you said that you're married to the backslider, God. You even give us a chance to come back, God. And we're grateful for it. We're thankful for it. We're thankful, God, that we learned how to give you praise. And we learned how to worship you, God. And we learned how to lift you up and call on you daily, God. We learned to make you all of our life and not just head of our life. But you got to become all of our life, God. That whatever we do, we got to ask you. We got to put it before you, God. You said those that have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last days. We got to hear, God, what it is that you're telling us to do. What it is that where you're telling us to go. So, God, when you tell us to do something, we're able to get up and do it because you're never going to ask us to do something we can't do. But what we can do, God, you're dependent on us to do it. There's no need for us to say, Lord, we're sending you to the hospital. You said, no, I'm sending you. I told you to go. Because on the cross, God, you said it was finished. And so you gave us the power to go into the hospitals, to go into the jails, to go into the nursing homes, God. We got to go. We got to be obedient. We got to get up and do the work of the Lord because we've been delivered and set free. And you said, God, that you made a way for us to know just who you are, but you didn't let everybody know. Everybody don't know who you are, God. But today we stand grateful and thankful that we know who you are. And know that we're loved, God, because you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so, God, we know who you are, and you know who we are, and you know all about us, and you know everything that's going on in our lives. But sometimes, God, we can't just get caught up with what's going on in our lives and can't be a help to nobody. And so, God, we pray for strength. We pray for wisdom and knowledge that we're walking and we're looking straight ahead. And we're not looking to our left and looking to our right and standing in confusion because you're not the author of confusion. And so greater is he that's on the inside of us than he is in the world. We have to call those things just not as though they already were. You said if we had faith as a mustard seed, we could speak to the sycamine tree. What is the sycamine tree, Lord? All the wars that's going on right now. All the people that's dying. All the people that's suffering. And it's like people have raised up. And they have a lot of hate in their heart. But you said in your word, God, that they sold the poor for a pair of shoes. And it almost seemed like, God, that's what's going on today. They hate the poor. They hate the people. And they rather, God, would destroy $500,000 worth of food than to give it to the people that's starving to death. But you know, God, you see, and you're going to bring your people again up out of the land of Egypt, and you're going to deliver them, and you're going to set them free. But we pray, God, that you would touch the people's heart to have so much hate because they don't know you, because you're not a God of hate. You're a God of love. And they keep saying, God, that they're Christian and that they love you, but the devil is a liar and a deceiver because you cannot hate your sisters and brothers that you see every day. And yet, God, you have never seen, you say you love. You said the truth is not in them, God. So we stand in proxy today. We stand in the wilderness crying out, God, for salvation to come unto them that don't know you, that they will come to know you in a real way. You don't have a respect of person, so you don't see white and black and yellow. You see the heart of man. And God, we're thankful that one day you looked and saw our heart. And when we heard your word, we did not harden our heart. But we opened our heart unto you, that you would come in and change our life forever. But you said, God, that many have waxed cold, and they don't have the heart of you no more. We don't want to be caught there, Lord. And when the word comes, and we know the word is for us, we say thank you, Lord. Because the next time that word come across, we don't want to be standing in that situation, but we want to be delivered. And we want to be walking with you, God, knowing, God, that it's your word, God, that delivers us. It's your word, God, that set us free. So, God, on today, I pray, God, for your people, God, that's on the line. I pray, God, because you said that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I pray, God, that the need is supplied on today. I pray, God, that healing will take place on today, because you are the God that healeth thee. You are the God, Lord, that healeth us, Lord. I pray, God, on today, God, that on Sunday you will bless Baca. I pray, God, that every need is met in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would open up a window from heaven and pour Baca out a blessing, that it won't be room enough to receive, and you will rebuke the devourers for their sake. I pray, God, that people will come on Sunday with a heart to give. I pray, God, that the people will come to praise you and to lift you up, God, for all that you have done. Lord, while the food is yet in our mouth, that we won't yet be still complaining and whining about what you didn't do. And so, God, on today, we thank you and we praise you. Now I speak to every mountain that's standing in our way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. I pull down every stronghold. I cancel the assignment of the enemy. But you said, what two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. You said, whatsoever we shall ask in your name, that you would grant it unto us. So, God, on today, I pray that you would grant it unto us in the name of Jesus. And so I thank you and I praise you. I give you the glory and I give you the honor. And I call it down by faith. I seal it under the blood. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I turn it back over to the host. God bless you, saints.
The devil knows tonight, know my circumstance. I will give you the praise. It doesn't even stand a chance.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, we bless the name of Jesus this morning. We glorify his name. He's holy. Hallelujah. We glorify him. That song was on my heart all week. Praise is what I do. Hallelujah. Through the good and the bad, I lift up my voice unto you, God. I praise your name, God, because you are in control, God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus this morning. He's been so good to us. Hallelujah. We honor him on this morning. We bless him. Hallelujah. Don't forget to go to our website, ekcministries.org. And then after this prayer, Bishop Clark will be live at 9 o'clock. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, King of kings and Lord of lords, we come to you with our hearts full of praise, honor, and glory. We magnify your holy name above every issue and challenge and circumstance that we face, God. You are high above all things, and we declare you reign supreme over our lives. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you are complete and you take control of every area of our life. Nothing surprises you and nothing is beyond your power, God. You have power over everything, God. We lift our voices in celebration to all, and we praise you. We praise you, God. You are holy, 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 God, worthy of all of our worship and adoration, God. Hallelujah. Just take a minute where you are. I'm not going to mute the line, but I want you to take a minute where you are. Lift up your hands and give God some worship. Give him some praise. You may be at your desk. Put your hands up. Just lift your head up and honor him and recognize that he is God of gods and he is Lord of lords and he is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. Father, we thank you that your presence is here. God, we pray for everyone on this line, every child that's represented, every grandchild that's represented, every loved one that's represented, and all those unsaved, God. Lord, we lift up every financial need, God, every sickness and disease that weighs heavy on our hearts, God. God, some may have gotten a negative report from the doctor, God, but we believe your report. Whose report will you believe? We believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We cast every care at your feet, God, trusting that you care for us and you're working all things out for our good. God, we thank you for strength, strength that upholds us in the times of storm. We thank you, God, that your might and your power, God, holds back the storms, God, and helps us through the storms. You cover us as we walk through the storms, God. We thank you, God. God, we thank you for lifting up a standard against the enemy, for breaking every chain, God, for healing every broken part of our lives, God. God, we declare that you are our shield and our fortress and our buckler and our refuge, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for being a shield for us, God. Lord, you are our healer, healer of our mind and our body and our soul, God. God, we ask in Jesus' name that you do a root clean, God. God, you go to the root of the problem, God, and heal us from the root, God. Hallelujah. So we can, hallelujah, grow up and be happy in you, God, that we can give out positive energy, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your healing power that flows through us, God. We pray for those who are sick and afflicted. Touch their bodies from the crown of their heads until the soles of their feet, God. Release your healing virtue and restore health and wholeness, God. God, we pray for Brother Joseph and Rosie and Courtney and Marika, God, and Tamika, God, and Marion, God, and Izzy and Mother Peterson, God, and all those people that are not on this prayer list, God, that the people that are on this prayer list have in their hearts, God. God, we pray for all those, God. God, your dying on the cross, God, gave us healing, God. God, you said by your stripes we are healed, and we stand on your word, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. We thank you that we can come boldly and pray, God, and receive your presence of the Lord. We find you, God. We thank you that we can find you, God. Hallelujah. You're not hidden from us, God. Bless us to be vessels of grace and filled with our heart with faith, because it's impossible. Hallelujah. We can do anything. Hallelujah. Anything is possible with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Good. I do want to open the line for our bishop. He wants to have words with everyone. And so at this time, I'm turning this part of the prayer over to our bishop, Bishop Eric Clark.
Good morning. Good morning, people of God. What a powerful prayer this morning, all those prayer leads, and just stirring my heart. And I'm going to call you DJ Lenora. DJ Lenora has got the whole... He's got the, I want to praise you. Man, I felt like I was in concert this morning. Yes. Good morning. It is Friday. And, sweetheart, good job leading us out this morning and DJing us a good praise course for the day. Hey, this is Friday. It is the weekend. And I'm traveling over the weekend, looking forward to seeing those that are in Ohio. Come on out to the service. Want to invite everyone out to the service as we are coming together just to praise the Lord and to give him thanks for what he has done, for what he has done. I want to say to all of our prayer participants as well as our prayer leads, I'm looking forward to moving forward in this ministry. I've got vision, and we're going to have a little bit more worship and praise, amen, inviting people like Brunson to lead us out in the chorus and others, amen. As we begin to move forward, we're going to be praying, and from time to time I'm going to come on and just give us a scripture verse or two, but I am looking forward to this ministry continuing to grow, and I'm honored to have created a platform for many of you to come forth and to lead prayer, and I'm hoping that this is something that can jumpstart even more spiritual activity from you, you and your family, you and your community, you and your ministry. If it's a prayer call, if it's a gathering in your home, I believe that we're living in times where we need the corporate gathering, as we will have this Sunday, but we need home gatherings, family gatherings, cell gatherings, face-to-face, person-to-person, because you all could reach and touch people that I could never reach and I could never touch. And I'm hoping that this ministry just creates that level of courage, level of, the whatever you do most is what you do best. And so if you're always leading in prayer and participating in prayer, you will become fluid in it and more comfortable in it, and hopefully you will go forth. My objective is to see the branches go over the wall. He is the vine. We are the branches, and we need the branches to we've gotten them out of the church, thank the Lord, but now we need them to go over the wall. I'm really looking forward to seeing you all have your own prayer groups once a week, twice a week, meeting with your family. We already know that some of our prayer leads and prayer hosts, they're doing these things. But prayer is just one facet, even sharing the Word of God, reading the Scriptures, especially to our children, Listen to Cynthia pray, amen, even concerning war. All those kids that don't have food, kids that are just being displaced and even harmed through the violence of war. We need to make sure we're praying for those situations, as well as reaching out to our own children in our communities, because they are facing their own wars. They're going to school and they're dealing with drugs and dealing with violence that is presenting itself in the schools. Certainly the recent school shooting there at the church in Minnesota. And we just need to make sure that we are doing our part. There's some work to be done, people of God. There's some work to be done. And I am so honored to have been inspiring God's people and leading God's people in doing this work for 35 years. And that's what we want to celebrate. But at the same time, we're not going to spend too much time with our eyes fixed in the rear view mirror. We are going to forget those things that are behind us almost as if they never happened. And we got to go and keep on working, keeping our hands to the plow, looking forward, amen, unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So again, we love you, love you, love you, and I'm proud of you. And let's grow it. Let's grow it and keep it moving forward. All right, let me let y'all go so I can put together all this apparatus and do this daily bread. Join me on the daily bread today, a good lesson, binding and loosing today. All right? Father, I thank you now for all of the prayer participants, the prayer leads, the prayer hosts, and this entire prayer ministry that's reaching out beyond our small circle. God, I pray that you will continue to send the former and latter rain together. Let the ministry grow. Let us expand. Let worship in this morning devotion be a time or be a part of our presentation to you. God, we're praying that the people would be maturing, growing, and expanding their capacity for ministry and reaching out in their own communities in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. We commit the day to you. Have your way. Order our steps and direct our path is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, DJ Lenore.